Howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to The Question Block. This is Nintendo Oki's video game trivia podcast where we ask you 9 questions, talk about the answers for a little while, then we put somebody in the hot seat. I'm your host, Tony, back in the saddle again, and joining me as he does every week, we got Shelby.
Weren't you already back in the saddle?
That was on the other show.
Other podcast?
Yes.
How long has it been since you've been on this podcast?
This is the first time in, I guess, 2 weeks, I guess. But, I mean, this is the first time. I missed last week. I was here the week before, but it's been 2 weeks since we recorded a show. So
I'm just nodding my head in agreement because I don't know.
Timelines, they're all funky. So, yeah, I'm back. So the show's going to be boring this week.
Yeah, right?
Because Shannon's not here.
Shannon did a good job.
He did a very good job. Yes, I agree.
Like a champ.
I agree.
He grabbed this show like it was a yo-yo. did all kinds of things.
Well, I think he was just more interested in grilling you than anything.
Kind of, probably.
After the Animal Crossing incident of 012. 012?
Man, I got it. Sinister.
He took advantage of it.
012? It just processed what you said.
You know, it's like, you can't say the Animal Crossing incident of 07, because, yeah, old people
Have we
talk.
Been doing the show that long?
No, we haven't.
Good. Because I don't remember editing all those.
I think we started The Question Block in 2011, maybe 2000.
Like as its own show?
Yeah, as its own show. Okay. I think it was 2011.
Okay. Probably February, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, something like
February.
That.
English.
Something like that. So, I'm back.
You've already been back. You can't be back again.
Okay, I'm going to leave, and then I'll come back, and I'll be back.
Round one.
I've spoken in the past, Tony, about how much I like the game Deadly Premonition.
I believe you were talking to Shannon last week on the show about how much you like Deadly Premonition.
So you listened to it.
Yes. And we have had conversations before about how much you like Deadly Premonition.
Well, it's a good thing you know that, because this week, the music is Deadly Premonition. There, I gave you the answer. Okay, I don't care. This is very untrivial. I just want to play Deadly Premonition music, and this is just an excuse.
Nothing wrong with
that. People can try to guess the name of the song, guess where it happens in the game. I don't care. Make your own trivia questions out of these music. I'm just going to play them. So I'm going to play song one right now.
Didn't sound like Deadly Premonition at all.
It sounded like Deadly Premonition exactly to me.
No, that was Super Mario World.
Maybe. Well, I may have to speed that up and see. It definitely seemed like some of the same notes though that you pointed out.
Yes.
But no, that was the song is called "Life Is Beautiful." It's kind of like like you go outside in the morning, kind of happy theme.
It's something you whistle when you're going to get the newspaper.
Yeah,
off
exactly. It's cheery, happy, you know. Butterflies, trees, wind breezing.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly what Deadly Premonition isn't.
That's exactly what that game is all about.
Oh.
Not.
Oh, wait.
Parts of it. Like the parts that are happy.
Yes, but then there's those deadly parts.
I mean, it's called Deadly Premonition. It's not called Sunshine Premonition.
That would have made for a much different game.
Well, that may be the sequel. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
It's in the director's cut.
Wouldn't that be awesome? That's another thing. The director's cut inspired this whole thing, if you haven't figured that out. But yeah, you go outside, and you can think like, oh, happy, sunshiny day. And then there's a murder.
Oh.
A murder!
Somebody call the Law and Order people.
And listen to song two right now.
That saves
It's all churchified up in here now.
Oh, hallelujah. Testify.
Preach on, Brother Shelby.
So, as you said when you first heard the song, this game got some weird music. Yeah. This is not a game, a song you expect to hear in a game called Deadly Premonition.
Not at all.
Not at all. But imagine a sepia tone filter and kind of like film grain.
Okay.
And a guy in a raincoat running around with an axe as the town burns around him.
Very nice.
It's fitting. It's kind of one of those contrasting things.
Like, I've seen that kind of stuff in movies before.
Yeah, definitely strikes that kind of same nerve. But have I mentioned how awesome this game is?
Yes, you have, and how bad this game
I'm
is.
Hoping but... that. Well, let's not talk about that part right now. I hope this makes people want to play the game. So just you know, one of the most religious songs you could ever think of, in a totally non-religious situation. So. It,
you're not the only person I've heard that says this game is awesome.
It is. It's very unique, and not unique in like, oh well, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Unique in like, holy cow, that was cool. But you got it. There's definitely some hurdles you have to overcome to get to the cool stuff. But it's there.
Yeah.
It's there for you.
It's just like you were saying last week on the show, that the story is just amazing.
It is. It really is. The characters are really cool.
And a lot of times, that's all I need in a game. If the story keeps pulling me along, I'll play the game no matter how bad the mechanics are.
This one, and the mechanics are pretty bad. But this will grip you if you let it. All right. We're going to move on into song 3, which, what could it be? Is it going to be an opera?
It's going to be weird.
Could be a flute. We don't know. I know, but, you know. 3.
That song sounds very Gregorian, I think.
Got some chanting going on, yeah. Not quite as much as Halo, but you know.
No, not quite as
not
much as Halo.
Not quite as many Spartans in this game either, though, so.
No, that probably would have ruined the game, I think.
Yeah. I was about to say, did I say what the name of the second song was, but I think people figured that one out.
I think they got it.
This one, though, what is this one called?
The Woods
and the Goddess, yeah. So this is kind of music that plays... like when you're in the woods and something kind of eerie happens, or like something investigative happened or something.
And all of a sudden you're surrounded by monks.
Sometimes. Except the monks are shadow zombies.
How does that work?
Well, because this music plays in the main menu, too. So that's what causes it.
There you go.
Yeah. Do not listen to this music while operating heavy machinery.
No, because you will die.
Wow. Talk about a premonition.
It's like
a deadly premonition.
Know, the ring. You see the ring on TV, you're dead. You listen to this
I
music.
I watched that movie. I'm still
you're
I'm
dead.
Hanging in there.
So. Well, I've never watched the movie. I just know that's what happens.
Well, how do you know if you haven't watched the movie?
Well, see, if I'd watched the movie, I would have seen the ring and I'd be dead.
I watched the movie. Freaked me out. Some people laughed at it. Kind of freaked me out. One part did, at least. I think the one part.
The one part, yeah. I don't
like the Blair Witch Project.
That movie freaked me out.
You watched that one?
I did watch that one.
Oh, what are you doing watching scary movies?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Round 2.
Round 2 this week was inspired by Peter Molyneux. Because I jumped into the experiment that is Curiosity.
Is that what it's called?
It is. It's not called a game. He doesn't call it a game. He calls it an experiment.
An experiment?
Experiment.
Okay, not an experience.
No.
Experiment.
It is an experience. All
right. What isn't an experience? This so, podcast is an experience.
If you like tapping on an iPod
the
screen.
The Nintendo Oki experience.
That's what we should change the name of this show to.
It's the name of, this, name of the website.
There you go. It's not just a site. It's an experience.
Experience.
So yes, I've been tapping away at this cube trying to find out what's in the middle.
Is that a free thing?
It is a free thing.
Eh, crud. I should get into that, I guess. Great.
I have tapped lots and lots of little tiny cubes today. So round two is all about cubes.
Okay.
In games. So, moving on to question four. During the course of the game, you become so used to this friendly square that it's almost painful when you have to throw it in the incinerator.
I think I know. You called it a square, which that's well, kind of insulting.
Yeah.
To the weighted companion cube we've all come to adore.
That thing is so cute.
It's just the same thing with a heart spray painted on.
Well, yeah, but it adds just that tiny touch of personality.
So am I supposed to name the cube or the game?
The cube.
Weighted companion cube.
So, from Portal.
From Portal.
Yes, and I remember that part, and I really did not want to toss that thing in the incinerator, but you have to.
You incinerated it faster than any other test subjects from what I remember.
Stupid.
You specifically.
Stupid GLaDOS.
That's what she does, man.
Hate her. Just want to throw her in the incinerator.
You do.
Again, and then toss her into space just for good measure.
You do.
No. Well, yeah, you
kind
do.
Kind of.
She gets sucked into space from the moon.
Spoilers.
Yeah, if you haven't played Portal 2, sorry.
If you haven't played Portal 2, what are you waiting for? The game's
incredible. Stop this show right now and go play Portal 2. Did that come out this year?
No, it was last year. My game of the year last year.
Yes.
Should have been your game of
I was
year
trying
last
to,
year.
Yeah, Zelda beat it out. That's... So
I think in hindsight, we will all realize that I was the one correct in that decision. Only one that stuck to my guns.
No, I still think Zelda was a better
You and
game.
Gaz had to, oh, Portal's good, but Zelda's better.
Zelda was better.
I haven't played it. I can't play it. I don't have a Wii Motion Plus.
You need to get a Wii Motion Plus.
I have the game. It's sitting right there.
Just use a GameCube controller. It'll work just fine.
For a second. Like, wait, what?
How'd you go in there, didn't I? Question five. Two tribes developed this game for the Wii based off of a popular cube toy.
Etch a Sketch.
That is not a cube. I mean, I guess technically it is.
It's
got
a three-dimensional polygon.
Yeah, but so no.
It'd be a prism, I think, at that point.
Yeah, because I think a cube has to have equal sides.
Yeah, it has to be equal and very specific in its needs.
So,
I don't
know.
Legos?
It's not an Etch a Sketch. No, they're not really. They're different shapes as well.
Some of them are almost cubes. The 2x2s.
They're close. But no. Think a colorful cube.
Colorful cube.
That many people, some people can solve with their feet. Some people can do it blindfolded.
Rubik's cube with their feet?
Yes, I've seen people do Rubik's cubes with their feet.
Do they not have hands?
Well, yeah, they've got hands.
Do they have lives?
No.
Okay, well, you ask enough questions, you get to the bottom of these things, Tony.
The answer is Rubik's World.
Rubik's World. That's a Wii game, right?
Came out for the Wii.
Isn't there like a Rubik's cube tree on the front of it or something?
There is. It's like a Rubik's cube exploding out of some background thing.
Yeah.
And then there was also, I have not played it, no, but there was a WiiWare game as well.
Is it all just puzzles where you're
solving
Rubik's Cube? Yeah,
it's all different kinds of, there's some that are, it's like you have the, just solve a Rubik's Cube, and then there are some that are kind of like boom blocks.
Does it use the Wiimote to tilt, and that's how you rotate the three-dimensional object or something?
We'll have to look into this.
I see it all the time, and thought about picking it up, just to see what the heck it is.
Yeah, but I'm no good at Rubik's Cubes, so I always just avoid it.
I can take the stickers off and move them around. People usually catch you, though.
Yeah, because then you never get them back on exactly right, it messes everything all up, so that's not good.
Then you're the guy that took the stickers off the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, and everybody hates you.
Yeah, I've been there before.
So, question six. The hero of this WiiWare game must restore power to more than 30 different cubes to restore the shine of the stars to the universe.
Halo.
Halo's not a WiiWare game.
I'm stalling. Max and the Magic Marker?
No.
Something in the obelisk?
No, there was the magic obelisk, but this is not it. No, and that was if you got into the sun, you died. Or you turned into a tree. That's what it was.
What?
Yeah, because you were like this weird seed tree nymph sprite thing.
I thought you were a giraffe.
No, you're not a giraffe.
Is there a game where you play as a giraffe?
That's the Toys R Us game.
What's that giraffe's name? Gerald?
Jeffrey.
With a G, right?
Yes.
Of course. I don't know what game you're talking about.
Yeah, I am talking about Aya and the Cubes of Light.
I've never heard of that.
It's a 2D platformer type game, but it's done on a cube. So you do everything in 2D, but then you'll have to rotate the cube to move to different parts of it. And all of these cubes power stars and constellations, and you have to turn the cubes back on so that, you know.
So the one giant maze in three dimensions?
Mm-hmm. But okay. It's all done on
like
a 2D plane.
Twisted World?
Sort of.
That game was not very
good. That was not very good.
I played that game.
No, I and the Cubes of Light is very good.
Okay. I'm guessing you reviewed it.
No, I did not review it. It's just one that I played.
Okay.
So, I don't review everything. Most
you
things.
You do a lot of WiiWare stuff.
I do a lot of WiiWare stuff.
We did, at least when they were actually making the WiiWare games.
Yeah, there hasn't been a WiiWare game. The last one that came out was...
Let's not think about that. Yeah. It's just going to make everyone sad.
La Mulana was the last WiiWare game to come out, which was not too long ago.
Round 3.
Alright, dude. Let's get going.
Alright.
Let's transform and roll out.
Are you
just
Optimus
like
Prime?
Optimus Prime, you always say.
He does say that a lot.
He does say that a lot. He's a car.
No, he's a truck.
He's a mobile vehicle. Car, truck. What's the difference?
Bumblebee's a car. Optimus Prime's a truck.
Bumblebee. Punk.
Bumblebee is the best transformer.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, come on. Next you're going to tell me Optimus Smurf ain't the best Smurf.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you
on
that point.
Yeah, you're dang right. But these are all questions about vehicles in games.
Okay.
So instead of just calling it drive or, you know, moving vehicles, I call it a transformer rollout.
So are they all about transforming vehicles?
No. No. None of these vehicles transform. Well, some of these vehicles kind of transform. But, you know, some of them may not be necessarily vehicles. They're just a vehicle-themed question.
I get you. I get you.
All right. Question 7. In what PS2 futuristic racer do people wear motorcycles like apparel called kinetic suits?
I know this one. I bought it not too long ago.
Did you? Have you played it much?
I played one race, and it was weird.
Kind of out there. It's a little bit.
It was very out there. I could not get a handle on the controls
like
of that thing.
F-Zero, except you are the Zero.
Yeah, see, and I don't like F-Zero.
You don't like F-Zero?
No.
I can't play F-Zero. I'm not fast enough.
No,
I'm not. F-Zero on the Super Nintendo, okay, but man, F-Zero GX, no.
I am not a fan.
Not a fan of what?
Kinetica. I can't say I'm not a fan of this one. I just haven't played enough of it. I need to play a little bit.
It's out
more.
There. You're not wrong. You're not wrong when you say that.
But that it's got that weird track doing all kinds of, you know.
There's a lot going on in that game. There's like music and lights. It's like a rave race.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very much like
a rave
race. I just
saw that.
Rave race is very similar to wave race.
Wave race, which is about following a dolphin.
Yes.
And then dolphins are in Mario Party.
Which was the code name for the GameCube. I don't know how I can connect this to question 8.
How about we... You just did it right there.
Hey!
Sophia is the name of the battle tank you drive in what Sunsoft NES release?
It was a pretty good game.
It was a really good game. I like this game. This is one of those games where...
You like this game so much, you've used the music on the podcast.
Probably. Oh, wait, yeah, that's the ending.
Yeah.
Right, it ends every OkieCast right now. I totally forgot about that. Man, that's a good song, too. I'm going to be sad when we change that one. That's a good
We're coming up
song.
On it, too.
I know. I've been trying to think about what I'm going to do. I may just use the next remix from that thing or something.
You're speaking, of course, of Blaster Master.
Blaster Master, yeah. You run around, and Sophia's like a little tank, but it jumps, and it's got the cannon, and you're a little
hop out
dude.
Of it.
And you walk around, and then the dude's bigger, and then you hit the pause button a bunch of times to kill the boss.
Just like in Mega Man.
Yeah. Getting hard.
Yeah.
Just like Mega Man.
And I've got the NES version, the WiiWare game, and the GBA game, or GB Color game.
I don't have the Color one. I have the NES one, and I have the PlayStation version.
I got
Blaster Master Blasting again.
It was one of the first Game Boy Color games on the 3DS Virtual Console, and I bought it. Yeah, I bought it just to say, more Game Boy Color games, please.
Yeah, definitely.
So... And it doesn't hurt that it's, you know, a pretty good game.
Yeah. I never played it, but I really like the NES one. The PlayStation ones, some of the games just can't make the transition to 3D, so. Question 9. You fight on top of moving semi-trucks in the second level of what NES release in order to rescue the president from ninjas? I really should have worded that question differently if I'd have proofed these. In order to rescue the president from ninjas, you fight on top of moving semi-truck in the second level of what NES release? That's the way I would word that nowadays.
That was just bad wording.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, sorry.
So.
Oh, dude! Totally slipped it in there. That was good. I didn't even catch it. I was like, why is he staring at me?
Bad dudes.
Bad dudes.
I'm bad.
I'm bad. Yeah.
Rescue the president from Rescue the president from ninjas!
Who hasn't wanted to do that? I mean, really.
I mean, if you're a ninja, you want to kidnap the president. If you're a bad dude, you want to rescue the president.
What if you're like a Ryu Hayabusa ninja, though? You don't really want to kidnap the president.
He's just like the ultimate ninja, though. He just like shoots fireballs at helicopters.
That's a pretty handy skill.
He does well for himself with that skill, yes. Like the wind, I forget what it's called, something about a leaf. I don't know.
Wind scar. Oh, wait, no, that's...
That's Inuyasha.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting my Japanese things mixed up.
That's okay, it happens.
Round 4.
Shelby,
Tony.
You get 2 weeks in a row in the hot seat.
What did I do to deserve this?
We still have 2 weeks to go in our Epic Mickey showdown.
When's that game come out?
2 weeks.
Oh, well, how convenient.
I think. So, yeah, it's going to be perfect timing, basically. So, yeah, Shelby, you and I are having a competition to see who gets to review Epic Mickey Power of Illusion on 3DS.
We're having a competition to see who gets to work. Got it.
Who doesn't enjoy a good competition to get some work?
I don't enjoy it right now because I'm not looking so good.
Well, you've picked a category that you know a lot about.
I do know
week.
A lot about this category.
You've had a little time to prepare and pick the category specifically so you can catch up.
While I was setting up this equipment, so a little bit of time is accurate.
So I'm going to ask you 3 questions this week about Kirby's Adventure.
Kirby's Adventure.
One of your favorite games.
It would be like 5th on my list or something like that if I had to make a list.
That's pretty high.
On the side somewhere. It is.
That's pretty high. So I'm going to ask you 3 questions, an easy question, a medium question, and a hard question.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, you have a point and a
half. I have 1 point.
1 point.
I think you have 2 or 2.5.
I think I have two and a half. So you need to get all 3 of these.
Pressure's on, man.
Here we go. Your easy question.
All right.
What is the name of the first mini-boss that you encounter?
In which game?
Kirby's Adventure.
Okay, you didn't say that, so, you know.
Sorry, I said category.
Well, maybe I forgot what the category was.
In Kirby's Adventure.
What is for a split second, I did like, wait, what game?
What is, oh, what is the name of the first mini boss you
remember the category? Wispy. No.
No, that's a boss.
What, you said the boss?
I said mini boss.
Mini boss?
Yeah. It's the first character that has a health bar that you've got to take out. Jumping back and forth.
Oh, like, hang on. Poppy?
You're correct.
Okay.
You are correct. Throwing bombs at you, jumping back
count?
And forth. Yes.
I said Wispy first.
No, that was a boss. I'm gonna give it to you.
Okay.
So.
I don't know if you should.
I'm going to give it to you.
All right, we'll keep it interesting, I guess.
So.
Well, kind of you there. I wouldn't have gave that to me.
Well, you were a little confused about.
I'm definitely confused.
My wording, so.
Yeah,
but
I
yes,
didn't hear the mini boss thing.
You got it. Admit. Poppy.
Okay.
Question 2, your medium question. What's the name of the projectile that Heavy Mole spits at you?
Heavy Mole?
Character digging underground.
I don't remember anybody digging in the ground in Kirby. What is the projectile that Heavy Mole spits at you?
Those little projectiles have names.
What mole? I'm trying to think of the mole. This is in Kirby's Adventure. There's a mole in Kirby's Adventure. Full time here, I'm thinking.
So, yeah. I've played this game. Kirby, he's a little pink puff.
You know, I just realized something.
What?
I don't think I'm going to be reviewing Epic Mickey 2. What mole in Kirby's Adventure? A mole. Not a mole just because he digs. He's like a mole.
He's like a mole. Yeah, I don't remember what level he's in. Or I'd give you...
I'm going to be honest, I'm not remembering a mole in the game.
You're not remembering a mole. Well, this is pulled straight off of a walkthrough to help you beat the game.
You didn't accidentally look at Kirby's Nightmare in Dreamland, did you?
No, I did not.
But that's the remake of Kirby's Adventure. Why wasn't that the medium question? But I got that one. Mole. Huh. I'm blanking on that. I don't remember any moles. But he shoots a projectile at you. Maybe I'm focusing on the wrong thing here.
Yes.
Some sort of projectile he shoots at you. Well, there's cannonballs get shot at you. Mole. I'm going to be honest. I don't remember a mole.
You don't remember a mole.
I'm going to pass.
Okay. The answer is Diglops.
We're going to have to look up a picture of this mole, because I do not... He may be in there. Obviously, he's in there. I don't recognize him as a mole. I don't categorize him in my head as a mole.
Okay, well...
We're pausing the podcast right now. I'm looking at a picture up of this mole.
Okay.
We'll be right back. And we're back! Okay, I'm telling you, live for the show. Does that look anything like a mole to you?
That really looks more like a machine than a mole.
It looks like a digging machine, yeah.
That's what it's called.
I've never... Wow. You know, you gave me the first one, so maybe that kind of evens out. There is no way that looks like a mole in any stretch of the imagination. It looked, like I said, it looks like a helicopter turned on its side. That's what I thought.
I can see that, actually.
Never once knew that was a mole. So. Ever. All right. Well, great. You're reviewing Epic Mickey.
Well, let's see if you can get the third question. Maybe that
should
be. I guess
if I get this and you get only half of one.
Yeah, there's a chance we'd have to have some kind of runoff or something.
That's a mole? All right. I'm okay. In that picture, I see some ears that look like a mole, but that still doesn't look like a mole. Well, he got exhaust. It's a robot.
I don't know, man.
All right.
We need a
heavy, hard question.
We need a manual.
Yeah, molule.
Whoa. Here's your hard question.
Okay.
Maybe this is the medium question. I don't know.
I don't know. That was definitely the hard one.
Kirby can combine powers by sucking in two enemies at the same time.
Indeed he can.
What power does he get if he sucks up a cutter and a tornado?
Cutter and tornado together. High jump.
No.
Dang it.
You're wrong.
I don't know.
Parasol.
Could be sort of thing. Parasol?
Parasol.
Cutter and what together?
Tornado.
I've probably done that before, but heck, if I would remember. Wouldn't have been awesome if it was high jump, though?
That would have been. Yeah, you would have got the question right.
The only one I remember, like, if you suck in two stones, you get hammer.
And see, I don't remember ever...
I think if you do two sparks, you get wheel.
I don't think I ever combined powers at all in the game.
It's hard to do. It's not an easy thing. You've got to suck up two enemies. You can't suck up... Like, sometimes, like, if you hit select, you'll drop a star, mm-hmm. and you can eat that and then get the power back, but you can't eat that and an enemy to mix, because it just gives you the star. You have to get two enemies, and rarely are they that close together. Or you have to time it or something like that.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe that's why.
I think if you'd sit... So, cutter and...
Tornado.
Tornado give you parasol. I've done that before, I'm sure. But... Yeah, like I said, I never have paid enough attention to know what they are. I just know when I'm in this situation, in this context. That's why I remember both stones as hammer.
No.
Because there's a room where there's two guys walking around a stone, and you eat them, and you get a hammer, and you hit this wood thing, and you can get the secret thing.
There you go. So, you got one right this week.
I technically didn't get anything. Even get that. That's not a mole.
That's what it was called.
Man.
So.
If you would have... I think... Next time you're writing questions for me, maybe look a JPEG up real quick, you know?
I guess I could do that. I don't know. But
I'm not going to argue that I got that one wrong so much as that was...
That's not a mole.
It's not a mole. Look up... Okay, people. Google heavy mole and look at it. And you write into the show and tell me if you think it's a mole or not.
But you Googled heavy mole and got the picture of the character.
Indeed.
So.
I mean, even if I'd have got that one right, I still wouldn't have got it. So we're cool with that. That is not a mole.
It's a mole machine.
He's got one eye.
It's a
waddle. He's got propellers and exhaust.
I think those are saw blades.
He did.
Actually.
Well, those?
Yeah. These.
Oh, well, yeah. Those are propellers.
Okay, yeah. So.
Anyway.
This is riveting radio.
Indeed. People are looking up this picture like I told them to.
Is what it is. All so, right, well, there you go.
End this show. Now what do we do? See, now it's not even interesting. Next week, I can just do whatever. You don't even have to get any right. You already won.
Well, if you had... Did you have ice? I don't know. We'll look up the points. I think if I get none of them
I only
right,
got 1 point.
Okay.
So. You have 2.5. You won.
Okay. So, you there
gave,
you go.
Come on. I didn't get any. We know this. 'Cause I said wispy.
Oh, but if anybody out there, that's not right. If anybody out there wants...
There are any moles out there that want to ride into this show.
wants their chance to sit in the hot seat like Shelby did and test your video game knowledge, send us an email to podcast@nintendo-oki.com with the category that you want to be quizzed on. It can be anything video game related, whether it's a specific game like Kirby's Adventure, whether it's a genre, whether it is, you know, personalities, whatever. As long as it's video game related, it's fair game. So, there you go, Shelby. That's the end of the show this week. Are you glad to have me back?
I don't know how one of those hot seats around sitting with me. That's two in a row that I just got tore up on. I mean, Shannon was out for blood, but...
I wasn't really out for blood. Just out
for Mickey.
That whole
mole thing's not sitting too well with me.
So...
I mean, I missed the thing. I didn't know what happens when you combine Cutter and whatever, and... Okay, Wispy, Poppy. I know his name's Poppy. I know his name. I heard Boss, not Mini Boss, but that is not a mole.
Well, we've got time to debate it. In 7 days, we'll come back and figure something out.
I don't know.